Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to NBC News correspondent Kate Snow. Tonight, Monday, November 28th at 10 p.m. on Rock Center with Brian Williams, she'll be delivering a report on America's growing generation of newly poor citizens struggling to survive on government food assistance. Stick around. I'm going to do my best not to confuse the names of Kate Snow and Harry Smith and refer to her as Kate Smith. So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 900 archived celebrity and pop culture interviews for your listening pleasure. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of folks old enough to remember when government cheese referred to edible handouts and not this year's crop of Republican presidential candidates in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida.
It's a sign of our struggling economy that 46 million Americans right now are on federal food assistance, or food stamps, as it used to be called. And toward the end of the month, people start to really run low on that money. Walmart has noticed that on the first of the month, when many states replenish the debit cards that people use with food assistance, there's a rush at their Walmart stores, people coming to shop right at the stroke of midnight.
It's never a good time to be poor in America, and today is no different. The rich are getting richer at a record pace, and thanks to an entrenched 9% unemployment rate, more of our fellow citizens are slipping off the grid into the abyss. Tonight on Rock Center with Brian Williams, NBC News correspondent Kate Snow looks at the growing number of middle-class and working-class Americans being forced to accept some form of food assistance. They're budgeting their government help to last a month, and it's never been harder. As for Snow, she's a veteran of Dateline NBC who jumped ship to guide rookie news magazine host Brian Williams through these early days of Rock Center. Okay, that may not be how anyone will officially explain the situation at NBC News, but who are you going to believe, them or Mr. Media? Rock Center with Brian Williams airs every Monday night at 10 p.m. on NBC. And Kate Snow, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thank you, Bob.
Hey, listen, yesterday in the here where I am in the St. Pete Times, I read this gut-wrenching story about families on the edge of homelessness, bouncing from shelter to cheap motel, doing everything they can to keep a roof over their heads and not always succeeding. It sounds like your report tonight is the other dimension of that, feeding those same families.
Yeah, it dovetails with that, really. We're talking about 46 million Americans who are on food stamps right now. That is 15% of the population of the U.S. is on food stamps. That's much more than it used to be. Obviously, it depends on what state you're in. But, for example, tonight we focus on Idaho. And in Idaho, they've seen their numbers of people taking food assistance double, more than double, over the past 5 years.
How is it we're not having these big conversations about this stuff? I mean, it just seems like it's an overwhelming number.
Well, yeah, we're trying to promote some conversation tonight. We're trying to just kind of lay out there what's happening in, again, one particular town and one particular state. We're going to Boise, Idaho tonight, and you're going to meet some families who are on food assistance. And the thing that is so unbelievable is they can't make the money stretch for the full month. So a lot of families are finding themselves running out of basics, food, you know, dairy products and fresh vegetables and eggs toward the end of the month because they just don't have, they're dependent on the food stamp money. And what's happening in Idaho is they get like a debit card and it replenishes. The government puts money on the card for you as your monthly stipend. And it replenishes on the first of the month in Idaho. And what they've found is that people are going shopping at midnight on the first of the month because they're so desperate to fill the refrigerator again. They're there at 12:01 a.m. in Walmart or some of the grocery store chains. Walmart has actually had to adjust the way they do business across the country because of this exact trend, not just in Idaho, but in many states across the country.
Now, I know that there's people who will look at this and go, well, they need to budget themselves better. They're obviously spending money on crap, and they need to make it spread out. But
Not the families we met.
But, right, yeah. I mean, there's a few people that...
The families that we met, right. And there may be families that do that. And that's why I hope this story prompts a conversation. You know, we're not endorsing the food stamp program here. We're just trying to tell you what's happening in America. I think that you're going to be shocked to see what's happening with a lot of families, which is they're trying to stretch it out. One of the families that we talked to, that we got there 6 days before the end of the month, last month, and they were eating rice the night before. No, sorry, pasta. I think it was pasta plain with butter because they didn't want their kids to have to skimp. And so this is a couple that has a blended family and joint custody of their kids. So the kids weren't there that night, so they had just plain old either pasta or rice. But that's, they're stretching it, you know, they're buying food and freezing as much meat as they can and trying to stretch things out over the course of the month because they have to make it last. But sometimes they can't make it all, you know, they can't make it all the way.
Well, Kate, how do you think most Americans see this crisis? I mean, are they, in terms of food, are they trying to help? Are they ignoring it? Or are they just plain ignorant of its spread in their own communities?
I think a lot of us aren't aware. I mean, I myself wasn't aware that 15% of the population is on food stamps. I had no idea. I mean, I know people are hurting. I have friends who are unemployed right now. But I really wasn't aware of the depth of the crisis in terms of food. The number of people on food stamps nationally has gone up 37% over the past 2 years. In some states like Idaho, it's doubled. It's bigger than I imagined it would be, and I think that's probably the case for a lot of us.
Now, this story tonight focuses on Idaho, but do you have a sense of where in this country families are most mm-hmm. struggling with getting enough food to stay fed? Are there specific, you know, geographic areas where it's worse?
Yeah, I mean, it tends to be where the unemployment rate is the highest. That's a big part of it. Because, again, these are people who either were working or maybe one person in the couple is unemployed now and the other is working and it's not enough for the whole family to eat off of. I would say, yeah, you look at the unemployment rates, you can figure out which states are worse off. Idaho is actually 31 in the nation, so 30 states have a better unemployment rate and 19 have a worse unemployment rate than Idaho. So certainly in those states, you're seeing a lot of suffering, too. And in terms of the numbers of states, there are six states that release the money on the first of the month, the way Idaho does. Only six states in the nation do it that way because each state regulates its own food stamp distribution. And those particular states are seeing these runs on Walmart in the overnight hours.
I'm guessing this is the kind of story where when you're done reporting, it probably still tugs at you for a long time.
Yeah, you know, people always ask me who I meet and who sticks with, you know, what person have you interviewed that sticks with you? And I've interviewed, you know, celebrities and politicians and people that are famous that, you know, you remember those interviews. But you don't forget these interviews either. I will not forget meeting Becca and her family and her crying. You'll see it tonight. I mean, she broke down in tears. It's very hard stuff, and it's very real, you know. You want to when you're interviewing folks, you want to just give them a hug or give them a steak or something, you know. You feel badly, but I also again just hope that this maybe opens eyes or gets a conversation going. And there probably will be people that see this story tonight and say, we shouldn't be helping this many people, or we should be doing it differently than the way that we're doing it. Maybe that, you know, they don't agree with the way the system's working.
Well, I want to end the interview on a slightly different tack, if you'll allow it. I want to ask you, and this is a question I asked Keith Morrison recently, and a little earlier I asked mm-hmm. Harry Smith a similar question, so bear with me.
Okay.
Meredith Vieira challenges you to a best-of-three beer pong tournament. Who will I see bragging about victory on the Today Show in the morning?
You know, in my college days, I could play beer pong, so I think I would probably be a victor.
Very good. All right. We have
I don't know if I'd brag about it.
All right. Well,
but it's been a while since college, so who knows?
Well, folks, listen, you can see NBC News correspondent Kate Snow most every Monday night at 10 p.m. on the news magazine Rock Center with some guy named Brian Williams. And, Kate, I know that you're on Twitter, you're on Facebook, so
yep.
People can follow you there. And thank you so much for joining us in Mr. Media today. A lot of fun.
Thanks so much, Bob.
Except for the parts that were not fun. the sad parts.
It was all fun.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. For more original interviews, surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. If you've enjoyed today's show, subscribe for free to Mr. Media via email, RSS, or iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Another good idea, download our new free Mr. Media mobile app in the Android market. And you can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many parts of the Internet. Show your support of Mr. Media by supporting our sponsors, including Audible. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. We're also supported by thepartyauthority.us. Call DJ Ira for all your party entertainment needs nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJS or visit their website, thepartyauthority.us. If you've got an idea for a guest, a comment on today's show, or would like to advertise on Mr. Media Radio, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. You can also call our 24-hour listener line at 1-727-498-4711. Some messages may be used in an upcoming show. And unless you live next door to Mr. Media, there may be a toll charge. You can also follow Mr. Media on Facebook, Twitter, or our new YouTube and Vimeo video channels. Thanks so much for joining us today. I always appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
Hi, this is Guy Kawasaki. You're listening to Mr. Media, you poor slob.
Hey, folks. You can hear Mr. Media while on the go now with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone, whether you use an iPhone, iPod Touch, Android, BlackBerry Curve, or Palm Pre. And when you download Stitcher to hear Mr. Media today, you have a chance to win some real money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in your smartphone's app store. Download it. It's free. Takes seconds. Then, during registration, hit the promo code box and enter Mr. Media, that's MR Media, to get automatically entered to win $100. The latest episode of Mr. Media will be waiting for you in Stitcher's favorites right on your phone. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows, too, always available to you on demand, no syncing. Some of my favorites include WTF with Mark Maron, Plus One Per Diem with Kevin Smith, and The Nerdist with Chris Hardwick. It's all free and all instant to you on Stitcher Smart Radio. And don't forget to win the money. Enter promo code Mr. Media, MR Media, when you register. And thanks for listening.
That's all, folks.